Appendix A. Improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network. Key achievements. The following information relates to improvements made to the accessibility of the passenger transport network in Queensland. Some of these initiatives have resulted from the implementation of actions contained in the Disability Action Plan Improving Access to 2017, while others have arisen from new initiatives and ideas identified and instigated by the department, as well as business-as-usual activities. Upgrades to the TransLink website. In June 2015, TMR received a Statement of Accessibility from Vision Australia for the TransLink website, attaining WCAG2.0AA rating. TMR continues to strive to ensure information contained on the website is accessible and compliant with relevant guidelines. Released in 2014, the My TransLink app provides real-time information and access to the TransLink Journey Planner via smartphones and tablet devices. The Trip Announcer is an enhancement to the My TransLink app. Launched in December 2014, it allows passengers to follow their bus, train, ferry or light rail trip in audio or visual form while on board to monitor upcoming stops and remaining journey time. The Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Program provides funding assistance to local governments to upgrade existing passenger transport facilities to meet requirements of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002. Since 2015, approximately $17.5 million in funding assistance has been approved to local governments across Queensland to support upgrades of urban bus stops, long-distance coach stops in isolated towns, and ferry terminal and pontoon improvements in regional and remote communities. PTAIP funds are allocated across the urban and long-distance coach and ferry networks with a focus on projects that enhance travel safety and accessibility for everyone. The Public Transport Infrastructure Manual was updated in 2015 and 2016 and includes standard drawings and specifications focusing on the reasoning and requirements to build and upgrade accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. The document is available to stakeholders and members of the public through the TMR/TransLink websites and helps to ensure accessible public transport infrastructure is available for everyone. Additional customer assistance is being provided at the Cultural Centre bus station during the construction of the Queen's Wharf project. As a result of this construction, additional bus services are required to travel through the bus station, creating difficulties for passengers with disability to identify and safely board the required bus. Customer liaison officers are available to provide information to passengers prior to entering the platform and to assist in purchasing tickets or topping up go cards. Other passenger assistant provisions include public announcements, overhead bus bay numbers, and braille and audio information in the lifts. The Step Here system was trialled in the King George Square bus station in 2015. It assisted customers to locate their bus service by providing audible messages outlining bus station facilities, bus stop locations, and details of which routes leave from any given stop. The Go Access Vision Impairment Travel Pass, VITP, was introduced in November 2015 following a successful six-month trial. It provides people with vision impairment easy and independent access through railway fare gates, improving their travel experience. The Go Access VITP replaced a flash pass which required Queensland Rail staff to open the gates for the VITP holders. The Gold Coast Light Rail System, G-Link, commenced in July 2014, introducing a new mode of transport for all customers. A number of design features were included to ensure the system was accessible for customers with disability. These include installation of tactile ground surface indicators on platforms to assist customers with vision impairment, boarding assistant points that are aligned with light rail modules where a space is allocated for mobility devices, and allocated spaces that include an emergency help point, which can be used to contact the driver. In 2015, the department updated the Wheelchair and Mobility Scooters publications, which aim to educate people on the safe use of their mobility devices on the passenger transport network, and are available on the departmental website in PDF, Microsoft Word and audio versions. TMR continues to provide concessions for people with disability travelling on the passenger transport network in accordance with the concessions framework. These include the TransLink Access Pass and Go Access VITP. The Taxi Subsidy Scheme, TSS, provides an affordable and accessible transport option for people with disability who experience profound difficulties using other modes of passenger transport. In July 2017, the TSS was reinstated to NDIS participants until transition to the NDIS is completed in June 2019 and transport supports for participants is clarified. The new framework for the personalised transport industry provides protections to ensure customers with disability have affordable and accessible personalised transport. Taxis have retained exclusive rights to deliver services to passengers who are members of the TSS. An incentive payment for drivers of accessible taxis was introduced to encourage the prioritisation of services for TSS members who require a wheelchair to travel. In December 2016, the $20 lift payment incentive was implemented with $5.6 million allocated to the initiative. All services for TSS and wheelchair accessible services are subject to maximum fare protections. The introduction of the TMR Accessibility Reference Group was a key action in the Disability Action Plan Improving Access to 2017 and demonstrates a commitment to engaging with the disability sector in order to improve the accessibility of the passenger transport network. The TMR ARG meets quarterly and includes representation from government, industry and disability advocacy groups. 13 meetings have been held since its inception in October 2014. Targeted consultation has occurred with disability advocacy groups on infrastructure-related projects, such as the bus and ferry interchange at Redland Bay Marina, design of the King George Square busway station accessible toilet, and the trialled use of Braille/tactile bus stop blade sign identification numbers. Improving accessibility in regional Queensland. Membership of the Capricorn Region Accessible Transport CRAT group was broadened in February 2016, building on work undertaken in previous years to resolve problems associated with providing accessible taxi services. The group now includes bus operators, anti-discrimination officers, aged care providers, passengers who use wheelchairs, councillors, council representatives, local members of parliament, and staff from Spinal Life Australia, Access Recreation and Education Queensland. The department continues to work with the Commonwealth Department of Infrastructure and regional development and state counterparts on accessible transport policy and initiatives. This includes attendance at national meetings, participation in the modernisation of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002, and contribution to the development of the Whole of Journey Guide, which promotes the importance of accessibility throughout the whole of the passenger transport journey, enabling people with disability to genuinely participate in the community. The Demand Responsive Transport, DRT, trial commenced in September 2017 and is being undertaken in selected suburbs in Logan for 12 months. DRT is a pre-booked shared transport service providing short trips to destinations such as shops or medical centres and bus or train stations. DRT uses different types of vehicles, such as a minibus, sedan or accessible vehicle, to match different customer needs. For example, customers just need to mention any mobility requirements at the time of registration and booking, and a suitable vehicle will be sent out to transport them.